is SB Nation Radio.
The next generation of sports radio.
Give me the hunter. We are the hunter. We are the hunter. Anybody who watches this out here is the hunter.
You're listening to the Sports King.
The wait is over. It's here now. It's game time. You know what it is.
Here's your host, Mean Gene the Sports Machine.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show here on SB Nation Radio. I am your host, Mean Gene, the Sports Machine. I'm here at our Parker University studios here in Dallas, Texas. The show is brought to you by ONFX.com. I would like to take this moment to say Happy Veterans Day to all of you who have served our country and those of you who continue to serve. Thanks again for your service. And later on in the show, I'm going to tell you what the NFL will be doing to honor Veterans Day this weekend around the league. And also want to thank everyone who is listening on Sirius XM Channel 93. Some of the things we're going to be talking about today, folks, we have a jam-packed show as always. It's week 10 of the National Football League. The race to the playoffs is in full swing. And to be honest with you, man, looking at things here, through almost 8 weeks, I think everyone should have played 8 games by now, hopefully so. Got a couple of teams with byes this week. Over in the American Football Conference, the New England Patriots, 7-1. They're still looking pretty good. The Baltimore Ravens, 4-4. They are in first place over in AFC North. The Houston Texans, 5-3. They're in the South Division. And how about this in the AFC West, the Oakland Raiders, 7-2. How about that? We haven't said that in a long time. The Oakland Raiders haven't been in first place in the AFC West since 2002. Over in the National Football Conference, it's the Dallas Cowboys, 7-1, and they are on a 7-game winning streak. How about that? We're going to talk about the Cowboys a little bit later on in the show as well. And the NFC North Division, the Minnesota Vikings, even through their struggles, folks, they are still in first place in that division with a 5-3 record. The Detroit Lions is right there on their tails. The Vikings have lost 3 in a row, believe it or not, and they're still first place in that division. In the NFC South, it's the Atlanta Falcons, 6-3, and the New Orleans Saints, all of a sudden, coming out of nowhere, 2-game win streak. They are right there looking up at the Atlanta Falcons. And over in the NFC West division, you got the Seattle Seahawks at 5-2. So that's basically what's going on. I mean, there's still a lot of football to be played here in the NFL. So, I mean, just anything could happen here. So, folks, one of the things we like to do here on the Sports Kings is just kind of look back at some of the things that happened in week 9. And, man, there were some impressive things that happened. How about this? Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott completed 21 of 27 passes with 3 touchdowns and no interceptions. And this kid is just really getting it done. They beat the Cleveland Browns 35-10. And I tell you what, this guy is the first rookie quarterback in NFL history to have 6 starts with at least 100-plus passer rating in his first 8 games of a season. So what more can we even say about this guy that we haven't already said many times here on this Sports King show? New Orleans quarterback Drew Brees, he passed for 323 yards and 3 touchdowns in the Saints 41-23 win. At San Francisco, Brees has 55 career games with at least 300 passing yards and 3 touchdown passes, the most in NFL history. I don't care what you say about Drew Brees. I know he's getting older, but the guy is still hitting the record books and no doubtably a Hall of Famer when he gets there. Baltimore wide receiver Mike Wallace. You remember Mike Wallace used to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. He had 4 catches for 124 yards, including a 95-yard touchdown reception in the Ravens' 21-14 win over Pittsburgh. Wallace had a 95-yard touchdown catch for Pittsburgh in 2011 back in against Arizona. So he is getting it done. A pretty good pickup for the Baltimore Ravens. And I know it was kind of tough to see, you know, Wallace on the other side of all teams. He goes and he played for the Baltimore Ravens. I know he's played for a couple of teams in the league, but seemed like he has found a home there with the Ravens. So Indianapolis running back Frank Gore rushed for 60 yards with 2 touchdowns and added 2 catches in the Colts' 31-26 win at Green Bay. Folks, this was an upset. Did not see this one coming. Did not think that the Indianapolis Colts would go, of all places, to Lambeau Field and beat the Green Bay Packers, and they did. So just interesting stuff there. So other things happened. The New York Giants wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. caught two touchdown passes in the Giants' 28-23 win over Philadelphia. Beckham, who has 30 touchdown receptions in 35 career games, is the sixth player in NFL history to record at least 30 touchdown catches in his first 35 career games. So just a little bit of, you know, things that happened last Sunday in the league. And, oh, yeah, we got one more. How about this? The Lions, the Detroit Lions, who I just told you over in that NFC North, they are looking up. They're only one game out of the Minnesota Vikings, and the Vikings keep sliding like this. The Detroit Lions have overcome a fourth-quarter deficit in all five of the team's victories this season. So it's teams like that, folks, that when they get hot and they start playing like that, it's those type of stats that will get you in the playoffs. And, you know, I don't know what Mr. Caldwell has done to that team up there. I mean, they started out, you know, pretty crappy there at the beginning of the season, but they look like they are playing some great football right now. So, who else? Oh, Anquan Boldin is one of the reasons why the Detroit Lions is playing great football. He had a touchdown reception against Minnesota. His fifth touchdown catch this season. Boldin has now had a season with at least five touchdown receptions with four different teams. You guys remember he played with Arizona, played with Baltimore, San Francisco, and Detroit. Okay, so he's the fourth player in NFL history to accomplish this feat. So he joins Terrell Owens, who did it with five teams, Urban Fire and Brandon Marshall, as the only players in the league to accomplish this feat. So interesting stuff here, folks. So later on in the show, I'm going to give you my week 10 predictions here. And by the way, folks, I just want to say this, and I'm not really bragging here, but I went 11-1. Okay, I went 11-1 last week. The only game I lost, okay, was the Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Baltimore Ravens, okay? So, I mean, go figure, okay? Steelers get everybody all excited. You bring Big Ben Roethlisberger back, and I'm saying, okay, if Big Ben is healthy enough to play, so they got to win. Well, that didn't happen, okay? The Steelers, most teams play an NFL game for 60 minutes. The Pittsburgh Steelers apparently didn't get that memo. They showed up probably with about 10 minutes left to go in that game and decided to play, almost got the win. Almost, well, not got the win. They almost came back and at least tied the game, but not enough. So not sure what's happening there. This Sunday, I will be in Pittsburgh watching the Dallas Cowboys and the Pittsburgh Steelers, which is a classic game, folks. These guys have played each other some 31 times, and it's always a rivalry. It sort of ranks up there with the maybe the Yankees and the Red Sox, the Celtics and the Lakers. I mean, it's just a good classic rivalry. We will have Steve Dennis from ESPN 103.3 Dallas. He's going to join us later on in the show to talk about the Dallas Cowboys. Hopefully that's going to be in the next segment. So definitely something you should stick around and listen to. So, the Cleveland Browns. Okay, Cleveland Browns, one of these teams that someone is going to lose to this team. Okay, it's going to happen sooner or later. Okay, you don't want to be that team that lose. I know Steve Mariucci last week thought the Dallas Cowboys perhaps was looking ahead and could possibly lose what they didn't. We, you know, talked about that 35-10 win that they got. I mean, you look at this team and you just wonder what's going on with them. Okay, they've had good draft picks after draft picks. Josh Gordon, one of the great wide receivers who just can't, you know, for some reason just can't leave that illegal stuff alone. And speaking of illegal stuff, that illegal stuff actually became legal in some states. So it's going to be interesting to see how the NFL reacts to some of the things that happened with the election for some states. I know California now, recreational marijuana is something that you can do out there. How about that? You got a couple of teams out there in California, the Chargers, got the 49ers and the Raiders. And interesting, we're going to have to see how that's gonna play out. So anyway, we'll probably get into that in the next segment, folks. So anyway, I need you to sort of, you know, just grab your coffee and get ready for an exciting show. Steve Dennis, ESPN 103.3, should be joining us in the next segment. So, folks, I am Mean Gene, the Sports Machine. You're listening to the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show right here on SB Nation Radio.
You're listening to the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Mean Gene, the Sports Machine.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show here on SB Nation Radio with Mean Gene, the Sports Machine. Folks, you have to love rivalries in the professional sports, such as the Lakers, Celtics, Yankees, and the Red Sox, Yankees versus Dodgers. The NFL has one, okay? It's the Steelers and the Cowboys. These two teams have played each other some 31 times, including three postseason games, which, by the way, were all Super Bowl games, okay? Cowboys have won 16 of those 31 matchups, and we'll try to add another win when they face the Pittsburgh Steelers this Sunday afternoon at Heinz Field. Joining me today to discuss all things Cowboys is the host of the afternoon show with Tim Kalishaw and Steve Dennis on ESPN 103.3 here in Dallas. Please welcome to the show, Steve Dennis. How you doing, Steve?
Mean Gene, I'm doing great, man. Great to be on with you.
Hey, Steve, I'm glad to have you here. So, Steve, I got a question. Now, this is like a two-part question, so I got to ask you this question here. Let's go back to preseason here right before the season started, okay? How did you really have this Cowboys team performing? You know, just before the 7-1 record, how did you have the Dallas team performing, and where do you now see this Dallas Cowboy team going?
Well, I had picked 9-7 before Tony got hurt in the third preseason game, the dress rehearsal game. He made it all of three plays before he got hurt again. I had him 9-7. I had the Giants and the Redskins 10-6, and the Cowboys missing the playoffs, even with a healthy Romo. And then when he got hurt and Dak took over, I still had him at 9-7. And now that means they would have to go 2-6 the rest of the way. So, yeah, I missed it. Dak has been incredible. I don't think there's any way you can look at it now and not think 12-4 is probably the worst they're going to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, and I got to ask you this also, because I'm looking at game five of the NLCS when the Cubs actually, you know, clinched the pennant. And one of the Fox reporters that went up to Chris Bryant and said, hey, you know, you guys just did something that, you know, no one expected. You know, you got the curse off your back. You're in the World Series, okay? And Bryant responded by saying, you know what? You know, we didn't get caught up in that. We're young. You know, we just play together, we play well, and we win. Do you get that same feeling out of these rookies, Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott?
Yep. It has been remarkable. And we just had a big discussion on our show, Gene, about who's the MVP of this team, Dak or Zeke. My answer is Dak, because it's amazing to me the energy that he created. And you went back to preseason. I'm going to go back there again. What Dak did in training camp, even before Romo got hurt in the third preseason game and Kellen Moore got hurt, I was standing right there in training camp when they took Kellen Moore off on a cart. And then about 15 minutes later, Dak Prescott met the media, because everybody zoomed over there to get him to react to Kellen Moore going down, thinking he'd be the backup quarterback. And I believe that it started right there. I mean, the way he answered questions in that moment was phenomenal. I mean, he was not worried about anything. He was talking way too confident, I thought, for a guy that I dismissed as the backup quarterback and the 135th pick in the draft. And then he played they decided after they swung and missed on Nick Foles and couldn't make a trade for Josh McCown, and they said, let's see what Dak can do with all these reps. And then he played. And then I saw him play against the Rams in the first preseason game against the Dolphins, in the second preseason game, and that energy that he created, the Dak mania that was born, to me, was incredible, because people were forgetting that Tony is still the starting quarterback of this team, and everybody was excited about Dak. And then, of course, Tony got hurt, and he has never looked back.
Wow.
And you're right. Much like Chris Bryant with the Cubs, although they had a whole season together, I mean, Dak was starting all over, first time ever. Everything was new to him. And he created an energy and a chemistry in those moments, and he has not failed since. And now Zeke got off to a bit of a slow start. He missed most of training camp, wasn't very good in the first couple of games, had the fumble against Washington, and then he got on board with that energy, and he started doing what he's doing, and it's incredible. The energy that those two guys have created for this team behind that massive offensive line and everything else, has I've never seen anything like it. I give most of the credit to Dak. I think what he's done in my 40-plus years of watching the NFL, I've never seen anything like it. He's been incredible. And they're just doing it week to week, getting better every week. He's facing new things every week, and he's passing every single test, and I expect it to continue.
Incredible stuff here, folks. We are talking with Steve Dennis from ESPN 103.3 here in Dallas. So, Steve, I got to ask you now here. This is a countdown show, so getting ready for this big game here between the Cowboys and the Steelers. So I got to get your take on what do you expect to happen here Sunday afternoon between the Cowboys and the Steelers.
Well, I expect Cowboys offense to be as good as it's been. I think they'll score points. I don't think the Pittsburgh defense is very good. This is the one game that I'm a little worried about the Cowboys defense. I think the Cowboys defense has been great. They're giving up 17.5 points a game, which is fourth in the league. This is the one game. They haven't given up more than 23 points yet in a game. They're the only team in the league that haven't given up a 100-yard receiver and a 100-yard running back. This is the game that if they're going to be bad, this is the game that I worry about. I mean, Roethlisberger's healthy. Le'Veon Bell is now up and going. Antonio Brown is great. So I'm worried about that. I'm worried about how the defense holds up against Pittsburgh's offense. I expect a shootout type of game. I have not picked a winner yet. Okay. I will do that tomorrow.
Okay.
But I do think both offenses will be fine. I'm a little worried about what the Cowboys defense does against that potent Pittsburgh offense.
Wow. Okay. I'll tell you what. Well, unfortunately, I have to make a selection, Steve, and I'm not going to do it right now. I'm probably going to do it a little bit later on in my show. But I tell you what, I can't wait to hear what you're going to say tomorrow on your show. Steve, I got to thank you, man, for coming on here. It's an honor to actually be able to talk to you, and we look forward to having you back on here soon, okay?
Well, it's nice of you to say, Mean Gene. I enjoyed it. Sure, I'll be on anytime.
All right. Thank you, folks. Steve Dennis, folks, 103.3 in Dallas. You can catch him on the afternoon show with Tim Coleslaw and Steve Dennis. And I tell you what, this is going to be a very, very tough game to pick. Steve brought up some very good points. And, oh, man, I'm not going to make this pick right now. I said I would wait, so I think I better do it. So what we're going to do, when we come back, folks, we got a lot more to talk about here on the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show. Stick around. I will get into Week 10 of the National Football League. You are listening to Mean Gene, the Sports Machine, right here on the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show on SB Nation Radio.
You're listening to the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Mean Gene, the Sports Machine.
We are back, folks. Once again, you're here with Mean Gene, the Sports Machine. It's the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show, getting you ready for the start of Week 10 of the National Football League. Four teams have a bye this week. Oakland, Buffalo, Detroit, and Indianapolis all have a bye. So you don't have to worry about them playing. If you're playing fantasy football, please, 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 don't do like I did last week. I think I had somebody in and I wondered why they didn't score any damn points, okay? It's because they shouldn't have been playing, and I had them in my lineup, so don't do the same thing, okay? So that means we only have, we only have 12? 13 games. 13 games, including the Monday night game to talk about this morning. So let's just jump right into it, folks. Our first game is going to be the Kansas City Chiefs at the Carolina Panthers. The 6-2 Kansas City Chiefs at the Carolina Panthers. Last week, it was the Chiefs winning, barely winning. They struggled with the Jacksonville Jaguars, 19-14. And the same with the Panthers. They struggled with the Los Angeles Rams. They both got the wins, 13-10, an ugly game. But I tell you what, believe it or not, folks, I am making this pick like right now. I am going with the Panthers. This game is at home. The Panthers are doing well. If you listen to the show last week, I had Dustin Pfeiffer on, and we talked about Cam Newton. We talked about the fact that Cam Newton was not getting those calls. And, you know, last week there was, you know, a little bit of the same. You know, a lot of people were watching the referees to see how they were going to call that game. And, you know, Cam is still getting calls or he's not getting calls. And it a lot has to do with the type of football that he plays. You know, I mean, referees, I can understand. They may not blow that whistle so quick because they don't know what Cam is going to do. Okay, he's a quarterback that, you know, you got to wait and see what he's going to do. You don't want to, you know, throw the flag unnecessarily, so I get it. But the Panthers are at home. I'm going to go with the Panthers. They are trying to make the playoffs. I don't know if they are going to make it because they got off to an ugly start, but I'm going to go with the Panthers to win this game. Next game we have is the Houston Texans and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Houston Texans 5-3 at the Jacksonville Jaguars. So I think the Houston Texans are in first place still in the AFC South. So, you know, Jacksonville, 2-6. I got to say, Houston, they're coming off a bye. So teams coming off a bye really don't have any reason to come out and play poorly. The last game they did play prior to that bye, they beat Detroit 20-13. So I got to think that the Texans should get this game won. We just talked about the Jaguars losing last week to the Chiefs. Brock Osweiler's 2-0 versus in a division. Let's see, he's 2-0 versus the division is what I meant to say. That would be the AFC South. So with 523 passing yards and 4 touchdowns, so he does pretty well against opponents in the AFC South, and this will be no different. So I do believe the Texans will win this game. The next game we have will be the Denver Broncos, 6-3 at the New Orleans Saints. This is going to be a pretty good game, believe it or not. I just can't remember when the last time these two played. Actually, it's going to tell me. How about this? They played in October of 2012. The Broncos beat the Saints 34-14. So you don't get this matchup all the time. And this should be a good one. And the Saints, of course, like to win at home. The Saints are making a little bit of noise. I told you they are moving up the rankings in the NFC South. They are not going to let the Falcons run away with this division the way it looks. So this is going to be a good game. I am going with the Saints. And I know that the Broncos can't afford to lose two in a row. They lost to the Raiders last Sunday night, which was the Raiders hadn't played a Sunday night game and God knows when. But the Broncos overall own the streak, okay? They have won the past four over the Saints because the Saints haven't been that good. Sean Payton has never beat the Broncos, or he's never beat Gary Kubiak. So, but I think he's going to get it done. I think the Saints are really, there's something there. This Tim Hightower is getting it done. He rushed for, you know, 87 yards and a touchdown last week. I mean, I really like what I'm seeing out of the Saints. So quietly, they are making a little bit of noise, and they might be able to say that playoff word there in New Orleans. So I'm going to go with the Saints to win this game. The next game we have is the Los Angeles Rams at the New York Jets. So it seems like the Rams always play better football when they leave Los Angeles. So I'm going to go with the Rams. I think the Rams, you know, 3-5. They playing a 3-6 team. This Todd Gurley thing, you know, whoever picked Todd Gurley in their fantasy football selection, I am so sorry. Okay. Because it's just not something that's working out for you. Although he does do pretty good against AFC teams. He's had 4 rushing touchdowns in the past 4 games against AFC teams. So maybe you're going to get something out of Todd Gurley this week, this Sunday. But I don't know. I can't really say for sure. But I tell you what, go with the Rams in this game. I think the Rams are going to be a sure win here. They're not really going to have any chance of making the playoffs. No one is going to do worse than San Francisco in that NFC West. But I do like the Rams over the Jets. Next game we have is the Atlanta Falcons at the Philadelphia Eagles. This is going to be a pretty good NFC matchup here. So the Falcons have won the past 3 over the Eagles. Falcons 6-3. Eagles 4-4. Eagles lost to the Giants last week. They cannot afford to lose another NFC game if they plan on making the playoffs. I only think one team is going to make the playoffs out of the NFC East, especially with the Cowboys doing as well as they are. The Giants could, make the case. But right now, I think the Falcons get it done. I think I just think Dan Quinn has that team playing some pretty good football. So I am going to go with Matty Ice, Julio Jones, and the Falcons to get it done. The next game is the Chicago Bears at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Okay, there was a time in my life when this game actually meant something. But it's the 2-6 Bears at the 3-5 Buccaneers. I'm going with the Buccaneers because the Bears are 2-6, if you just heard what I said, okay? Jay Cutler, 252 yards and touchdown and a 100.5 quarterback rating in Week 8. So Jay Cutler looked pretty good in Week 8. But I like Jameis Winston. I like what the Bucs are doing. I tell you, that Mike Evans, man, this guy had 11 receptions, 150 yards, and 2 touchdowns last week. So they, even though they lost to Atlanta in that 43-28 shootouts, so to speak. I like the Buccaneers at home. Even though John Fox and the Bears are coming off a bye, I would go with the Buccaneers to get this game won. The next game we have is the Green Bay Packers at the Tennessee Titans. How about this one here? Packers are 4-4, and the Titans are 4-5. So this will be pretty much a must-win game for Aaron Rodgers. He passed for 342 yards and 3 touchdowns the last time these two teams played. So I don't see where the Titans have picked up that much defense since then. So it looks like he could pretty much have another big day against the Titans. So I'm going to go with the Packers in this game. The next game we have is the Minnesota Vikings, keeping it in the NFC North. Minnesota Vikings 5-3 at the Washington Redskins 4-3-1. The Redskins have not won a game or lost a game, for that matter, since that bye or that tie that they had over in London in that ugly game that was played that ended in a 27-27 tie against Cincinnati. They will be at home. I am going to say that the Vikings really need to win this game. They got Detroit breathing down their back, so nothing, they really need to try to get the win. I think the Vikings get this one done. And I know a lot of Cowboys and Eagles fans and Giants fans, for that matter, will be rooting for the Minnesota Vikings to get it done. The next one we have is a good old throwback AFC matchup. The Miami Dolphins 4-4 at the San Diego Chargers 4-6. Man, I remember these games used to be good. Dan Fouts, Dan Marino. It was a battle of the Dans back in those days. Anyway, it's not so anymore. It's going to be Ryan Tannehill and Phillip Rivers. And, man, the Chargers, big win last week. Melvin Gordon went off last week. So I'm going to go with the Chargers. This game is in San Diego. San Diego, folks, we're going to talk about San Diego a little bit after the break. And break is something that we're going to do right now, folks. Stick around. You're listening to the Sports Kings here on SB Nation Radio.
You're listening to the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Mean Gene the Sports Machine.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the final segment of the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show. Don't forget, if you missed any part of the show, you can always download the podcast from podcastarena.com. Click on SB Nation Radio, look for the Sports Kings logo, and download the show. And, folks, as you know, it's Veterans Day weekend. Every year, the NFL and the NFL Players Association come together in honor of Veterans Day to celebrate and recognize members of the military as part of the league's Salute to Service. The league's military appreciation efforts, which extend throughout the year, culminate in November with NFL Salute to Service games and other special events honoring veterans, active duty service members, and their families. All right, so the NFL will have a ton of things happening today as part of the Veterans Day weekend celebration. The Pittsburgh Steelers will honor a veteran from each of the wars going back to World War II. The U.S. Air Force parachute team Wings of Blue will be jumping the game ball into the stadium. The national anthem will be sung by an active member of the Air Force. Former Pittsburgh Steeler and Vietnam veteran Rocky Blyer will be on hand to meet with fans at the Ford Fan Zone. And folks, as I said earlier, Mean Gene will be at Heinz Field for the Dallas Cowboys and Pittsburgh Steelers game. So looking forward to the Veterans Day pregame festivities. So a couple more games left to go, actually three, but I want to go ahead and finish with the San Diego Chargers. As you know, the folks in San Diego kind of voted down a stadium referendum. So I think the Chargers probably will play a little pissed off this Sunday, but I think the Chargers are going to knock off the Dolphins and what should be a pretty good game. So the next game we have should be the San Francisco 49ers and the Arizona Cardinals. Do we have to spend a lot of time on that? The answer would be no. Arizona Cardinals should be able to take care of that game without any problems whatsoever. Not liking what I'm seeing out of the 49ers. They are 1-7. Just horrific. If you're a 49ers fan, I do apologize. You should apologize. They don't have a chance to win this game. So Cardinals should take care of business. It brings us to this game right here, the one that me and Steve Dennis from ESPN 103.3 in Dallas, we were talking about. He said he's not going to make his prediction until a little bit later on his show, which I need to listen to. I'm going to go ahead and make a prediction here on my show, okay? This particular show here is going to go with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I'm going to tell you why. No disrespect to the Dallas Cowboys and their 7-1 record, okay? The fact is that the Pittsburgh Steelers have lost three games in a row, all right? To lose four games in a row is probably going to cause a lot of problems in the Steel City, all right? Mike Tomlin needs to get it together in Pittsburgh. I just think this game won't hurt the Cowboys if they lose it, okay? How they would lose it might cause controversy in Dallas, especially with Tony Romo being healthy now. But I just think Pittsburgh needs to win this game, all right? Believe it or not, the Steelers are a three-point favorite. Now, I don't know, that odd could change. So somebody knows something. But, you know, the offense is just that potent. If they have a good offensive day, the Steelers should win because their defense is just not going to stop. Cowboys should have a very good offensive day, but the Steelers should have a good offensive day as well. And if they can get that done at home, they should, you know, should be victorious. So I think the Steelers just might squeeze this one out. All right, but to see them lose four in a row would just be ugly, and I don't want to be part of that ugliness. Okay, so the next game we have, the Sunday night game. The Sunday night game is going to be exciting. Okay. Definitely going to be, this is some must-see TV right here, okay? It's the Seattle Seahawks, 5-2-1. All of a sudden, that tie doesn't sound so bad when you stack on more wins, okay? 5-2-1, Seattle Seahawks at the New England Patriots, okay? Does that sound familiar? Yep, it should, because it's a rematch of Super Bowl 49, all right? Sunday night NBC game, okay? It's going to put these two teams together. And it's an easy pick, all right? It's an easy pick. The Patriots will win, all right? Because I don't know if Seattle's going all out for this. I don't think Seattle's going to get caught up in the hype. This is not the Super Bowl, okay? So it just really does no good to go in there and you know, prove that you can beat the Patriots at home, which is a tough feat to do. But, no, I just think the Seattle – Seahawks will lose this game. I think Brady and the boys are going to take care of business. I mean, they are trying to get their fifth win in a row. And I mean, I just think, you know, if it's not broke, you know, what is there to fix in New England? I mean, they're going to come out there with the double tight end set with Martellus Bennett and Gronk, and they're just going to do what they do. So I'm going to go with the New England Patriots. And it brings us to our final game here on the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show. The Cincinnati Bengals, 3-4-1 at the New York Giants, 5-3. I am going with the New York Giants. This is that time of the year, folks, when you might want to keep an eye on Eli Manning. I'm only saying that because the guy has two Super Bowl rings. And every time when attention is like everywhere else, maybe like on Dallas and New England, this guy kind of sneaks around and gets into the Super Bowl. I'm just saying, okay, it happens sometimes. So anyway, just keep an eye on the guy because it does happen. So anyway, folks, that is the pick for this week. I want to go ahead and thank Steve Dennis again for joining us on this week's show. And I hope you guys have a great sports weekend. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm here at my Parker's University Studios here in Dallas. Want a big shout out to my producer here, Steve Paul. Makes it sound good, folks. So we'll see you next week here on the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show here on SB Nation Radio.